This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we will do everything we can to help you out with all of your gardening questions. There's a lot of things we can discuss, help you out with. So give us a call and we'll definitely be able to help you out. We've talked about a number of things so far today, and we talked a little bit about getting the lawn started, getting it going this time of year, redoing it, getting it a little bit stronger, getting rid of some of that, some of those weeds, etc. The other thing, taking a look at is looking at getting rid of some thatch that might be in the lawn. So maybe you're just want to renovate a little bit in the yard and you don't want to, kill the weeds. You just want to have a thicker lawn and you've noticed that there's a lot of thatch in the lawn. That thatch is that layer of brown that you're seeing underneath the green that is in the lawn that you're seeing a little bit of, it's kind of thick down there. So if you're looking at a blade of grass, it's going to be right above the soil, but below where the green that you're seeing in the lawn. And, is some of that too heavy? Some thatch isn't actually a bad thing. Having some thatch in the lawn is not bad, but having, an inch or more of thatch, is that too much? Now, you could be looking at that, getting out there. One of the easiest ways to do that is get a nice metal lawn rake and clean it up. You'll notice that when you give it a nice, push to it when you're raking, you'll notice that some of that thatch, those light brown, tan-looking blades will start to come out and clean up. Now, what that's going to do is allow the areas to breathe a little bit more, allow the seed to, if you want to add seed to it, to get down into the soil a little bit easier and develop that way. It'll allow some of the water to get in there. It's not going to sit up on the ground and slowly seep in. It's going to get right to the soil. They rent dethatchers that you can dethatch the lawn. One of the easier ways to do some of this dethatching is take that metal leaf rake and go over it the best you can. And we talk about doing that in the spring, but you can also do it in the fall. So something to think about. Where, if you have a good lawn, but you're seeing, it's kind of a little bit of brown here and there, but it's underneath, clean it up and allow it to definitely get the lawn a little bit thicker long term. So something to think about of things that you can be doing to add to the lawn that you have right now. The other thing, you know, that we've discussed is, you know, total renovations, starting from fresh, getting that area nice and clean. You know, one of those things where if you're putting a new lawn down, you know, and you're putting some soil down onto the ground there, you know, I like to, you know, I like to actually compact it a little bit. Now, it sounds counterproductive because we don't like compaction when it comes to lawns or areas. We don't want it really, really compact. We don't want those clay-filled soils. We want the water to seep through. What I like to do with a lawn is if I'm starting fresh, you know, certain areas are going to fall a little bit. You're going to have little bumps in the lawn. By compacting it with a roller, you know, they rent rollers, they sell rollers that you can use. It's about like 3 feet wide. It's a nice round roller that you fill with water, and then you roll it over the soil. What this does is it will compact the areas, but it'll find out different areas where you might need a little bit more soil, etc. And so by using this, you're going to see those valleys, those little areas that you need to add more soil. So it's actually beneficial if you're looking to get that nice flat lawn without the, you know, the bumps, etc. So starting at that fresh point with that is a good thing to do when it comes to a few of these things. Obviously, at the end, I like to take a rake and what I call rough rake it, clean up it up, you know, scratch the surface so there's a little bit of grit there, so that when you put the seed down and you put the starter fertilizer down, it actually has something to grip to. So something to think about. Now, we did talk about the, you know, seed selection. You know, so we can talk a little bit more about that as we go throughout the day. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Holly's in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Holly, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I had bought some, we had a very rainy summer here, and the bed where I have daylilies, my drain spout had, I think it had too much water going in there, so they really didn't bloom the way they should. Mm-hmm. So what I had done is I've purchased what they call daylily roots, and I wondered what would be the best way and the time to plant them to maybe enhance the soil they're in, so that next spring that they, you know, maybe I'll get more daylilies in that bed. It used to be very full, but like I said, with a horrible rainy summer, I think most of them drowned out.
Well, so you could definitely be putting those down now.
Okay.
The nights are starting to cool. The days are not as hot. So it's a good time to be planting anything and helping with that. So I would definitely put it down now. You know, it's a good time to get it, to develop those root systems for all the daylilies to come back. You might see next year it's going to be maybe a little bit more developed because you've had some natural pruning, if you will. Maybe it's a little bit too much of the natural pruning, but that will definitely help. This spring, I'd also suggest using a like an all-purpose fertilizer early. Use like a 10-10-10 or maybe like a 5-10-5, something with a decent middle number to help with root development, and that would definitely help with production for next year. It's by a downspout. Is there a way to maybe train the water to go a different way?
Yes. For the summer, I had the downspout actually draining on my driveway. I didn't think of that till too late. In the winter, I'll put it back because I don't want water in the driveway
obviously.
So that I don't have ice. Now, do you think that what I should do is enhance that bed with, like, maybe I can go to Best Buy and get, like, a compost or, you know, since so much of the soil has washed away?
Well, I would definitely think about adding some sort of organic material in there.
Okay.
You know, compost, a planting mix. They have cover crop type soils that you can add to it and mix in. Anything you can really add at this point is going to be beneficial for next year. So if you can add some of that compost, if there's certain areas where you don't see any of the daylilies, maybe try to mix it in a little bit. You know,
right.
Take a shovel and mix it in so you get a little bit deeper. but do a top dressing around the daylilies that are there. Eventually, that will go into the soil with watering, with rain, and mix into the soil. And anything organic like that's going to help. The other thing you can be looking at is Natural Alternatives has a great product called Protolizer. The Protolizer will actually work with fertilizers, so it might be something to look at for next spring. The Protolizer will actually allow any of that organic material that's in the soil already, or any of the fertilizer that's in there that's not as active, to become more active and help develop with the plants. So it's something that goes along with the fertilizers, with the compost, with that type of thing that might be really beneficial for you.
Now, how deep do you plant those roots?
So you're going to plant them just like you always would. Sometimes with the roots, they're going to have a little bit of a stalk to it. You want to make sure that the stalk is level to the ground. You want the roots completely covered. You're not going to want to go like 6 inches down, but you want the roots to be...
not like a bulb.
No, because a lot of time with the roots, they might have a plant to them at this point. You know, not like a huge plant, but like part of a stalk that's under there.
All I see is like a little nodule. I don't see a stalk, so I can point. I'll make sure I point that up.
Yeah,
and, not as deep as a root then, not a bulb.
Yeah, so you don't want to go 6, 8, 10 inches down.
Right.
Maybe about 4 or 5 inches, maybe 4 inches. Keep it down there so it can try to develop that way. But I think that should be good for you.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you
so
much.
All right, Holly. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to a break here. Phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call with any of your gardening questions. We're going to go break, like I said. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Can answer any of your gardening questions that you have, so feel free to give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, we did talk about a few things about selecting grass seed. I want to get back into that just a little bit more. You know, what are you looking for in a grass seed? Are you looking for more sun, shade? Is it part sun, part shade? You know, what are you really looking for? Now, we can go over some of the grass seeds and how they work. You know, in New England, a lot of the grasses we have are a mixture of fescues and rye and even some bluegrass mixed in. You know, if you're looking for a very sunny area, bluegrass is your one to be put into that very sunny area. Fescues and rye, those are, you know, will take sun and shade. They'll take both of it, but they're not as pro-sun as bluegrass is. Bluegrass likes the sun, won't do well in a lot of shade. Where some fescues and ryes will actually do better in some shade. So it's about looking at the mixtures of seed and saying, all right, what's here, what's there, what do I need? You know, if you're going into a shady area, you know, if it's 2 hours of sun only, you know, that's going to be very shady. You're not going to want a lot of bluegrass in that mixture. You're going to want to look for more of fescues and ryes. Whereas if you're 8 hours plus of sun, you're going to be looking for a little bit more bluegrass, but also those fescues and ryes, so the mixture of it. So it's about taking a look at the package and seeing what's mixed in there. I know that one of the mixes that I have dealt with at the garden center is Jonathan Green has a product called Shady Nooks, and they also have Dense Shade. Now, Shady Nooks will take more shade. whereas dense shade will take actually a little bit less shade than the shady nooks. So it still will be do well in the shade, but you're looking at, you know, four hours or so of sun, whereas the shady nook will do 2 hours or less of sun. It has some of the mixes in there that will actually do well in shade. Poa is one of them. It also has some chewing types of fescues and those types of seed in there. They do really well in the shade. It's about taking, you know, to look at it and saying, all right, you know, doing a process, looking at the yard and saying, okay, from 6 to 8 in the morning, it's still shady. 8 to 10, still shady. Or 6 in the morning on, it's sunny. All right, that's what you need to do. So going into the garden center, knowing what your exposure is going to help you. You know, knowing if it's filtered sun, if it's full sun, etc. That is something that will help you be more successful choosing the right seed. They do have mixtures of full sun and it's sun and shade. So if you're getting, you know, the warm part of the day between 10 and 2 or more of sun and the rest of the day shade, you can put that down as a sun shade. They have different types, heavy traffic ones where, you know, there's a lot of walking being done. So this is a seed that doesn't need to have as well developed of the lawn, etc. So just a thought. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
It's Mike in Massachusetts, and just a warning, we're almost on it.
Yep. Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, my daughter had bought me some raspberries 4 years ago. I put it in my garden. It went crazy. There's plants everywhere coming up from the ground, and it's like maybe 12 feet by 14 feet of all these bushes and stuff. Never a single raspberry. They came on a couple times and just all turned brown or just never really, you know, I've seen a few cells in there, the little round circles that, but the rest of the you know, the plant looks great, but there's no raspberries. And I'm just wondering what's going on. How do I, should I just cut them down and start over or what?
Well, we have a few things that we can be doing. We're going to a break. I wanted to bring you on so we can get the question out there. I didn't want you to just be sitting on hold.
Okay.
So we're going to go to a break. When we get back, I'll give you some more information on what we can do. Do we start over, or is there something that you can actually do to get this going? So hang
all
tight
right, thanks
for me. We're going to be right back. On the other side, we'll answer Mike's question about his raspberries.
Vespoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Vespoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's canceled what were to be secret peace talks with Taliban leaders on U.S. soil after the group admitted it was behind a recent bombing that killed an American soldier in Afghanistan. The president saying those Taliban leaders and the president of Afghanistan were to meet with him at Camp David today. That's now been scrapped. The president saying the Taliban had hoped the bombing would strengthen its negotiating position, but they've just made things worse. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper confirming there has been a second death blamed on Hurricane Dorian in his state. He's been viewing the damage left behind, and he says,
in North Carolina, we're going to pull together
and try to get back to normal.
Meanwhile, it could be years before the Bahamas get back to normal after Hurricane Dorian. Right now, UN relief workers say it's a humanitarian crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Mike in regards to his raspberries. They're not producing any raspberries. You said they were 4 years old, right?
Yeah, they're at least somewhere around there, pretty close to there.
Okay. And how have you pruned them?
That's a great question, because I really haven't done much. There's like some of the dead stuff that's in there I take out, but and there's like little remnants of what look like were berries, but I know I've never seen any. They just turn shrivel up all brown in the spring after a while, and then there's nothing. I mean, I've never seen a red one.
Okay.
I have so, no idea what's going on.
So the reason why I ask is there's a couple things to this. Raspberries, they usually will take 2 years to, production on a cane, so we'll produce fruit. So it'll take 2 years okay. for it to happen. Now, I'm just wondering, is something going on during the winter?
What's that?
I'm just wondering if something, if there's a lot of dieback during the winter. Is something else happening?
I'm standing out here now. The whole thing is all green, except for the few branches that are brown in the middles. And, of course, the beetles are starting to eat the leaves now. But in the spring, it looks like they're all going to start coming. There's little, signs of what are berries that, flowers or whatever. And then nothing ever happens. It just, you come out and some of the ones that were coming in as berries turn brown and that's it. And it's the strangest thing, because it was just one little tiny plant, and now it's this big, huge thing taking over my garden.
Yeah.
With all these plants, there's nothing on them.
It would be good if they just would do something, right?
Now, yeah, anything.
Are you getting any flowers on them in this, at any point?
Yeah, there's flowers in the spring, I see, because I come out looking, thinking, well, maybe this is just, you know, I bought a bed, or my daughter gave me a bed bush here or something, but, you know, you can tell that they're raspberries, and I've seen a couple of things of red and maybe one berry, or, you know, during the whole course of these 4 years. So, I mean, obviously there's no sense keeping them, but I just wondered if I was doing something wrong or not pruning them or doing something, you know.
Well, so
I don't know how you upkeep.
So it's not that you're doing something wrong. Sometimes these things will happen with them, especially with some of the winters and springs we've been having. You know, this spring was a very odd spring where we had tons of rain, but it was the warm and then cool. The year before was kind of the same. We had really warm March, beginning of April. Then we got some, you know, 40s and 30s in at the end of April. So that what that does is that will shock some plants and cut them back in naturally versus us doing it. But what that does is it gets rid of that second year stock because it's the second year stock that does the flowering. One of the things you could do when you start to see the flowers is help pollinate them. There's a product out there from Bonite. It's a tomato spy product. They use it. They call it tomato spy because they use it on a lot of tomatoes, but it's a pollinator that you could spray on raspberries as well. Any fruit that can help pollinate them a little bit more to get them going. But it seems like there's a combination.
Yeah, it could be just the winter, because I have noticed that some of the wild ones that are around way in the backyards and stuff haven't been doing what they usually do either. So maybe it's just the weather. You're right. And
so one of the things you could be doing to protect it for the winter is on raspberries like that, taking, you know, towards the end of the season, almost Thanksgiving time, bringing mulch and putting them all around the base of the stalks to help protect them, to keep them that constant temperature. So those stalks that are there, because, you know, you don't cut them back all the way to the ground, obviously. You're going to cut them, if you cut them back, you need some of that plant because that's where it's going to flower from. You're protecting
it. So I should be cutting them back anyway? Because I've never really done much with them. I just, they're a pretty good sized bush of them.
So
like I said, it's like 14 feet by 10 feet, and they're all, it's huge. I don't even know how I'd get to the middle of it, but I could throw some mulch in there somehow.
Well, so some of the tips and some of the brown are going to die down. We're talking a little bit more of the tops of them to be pruning back. You don't want, depending upon how tall they get, you don't want them to just sit, you know, a couple feet off the ground. Some of the raspberries will, you know, get some height to it. The more exposure of them is where it's going to have more of the issue. So that's why I'm suggesting, you know, doing some pruning, taking back anything that would have, you know, any of the flower heads where those might have been, cutting them back, but protecting the plant around it. And the reason why I suggest doing late in the season, almost Thanksgiving, is if you put it early, you're basically creating like a rodent home. You're giving them the plant, you're giving them shelter, etc. It doesn't necessarily have to be mulch. You could use like a salt marsh hay. Salt marsh hay doesn't have weed seeds.
How about grass clippings from my mower?
You could do grass clippings, but what you're also doing is any of the weed seeds that you've cut could be getting adding to the garden.
And I got a lot of weeds in my yard, so yeah.
So I would maybe think about any of the leaf drop, any leaves that fall from the trees in the yard. You can put those around it. You can put pine needles. There's a number of things you can be doing around there that, you know, you might already even have. But that extra protection around the canes for the winter could be beneficial for it. And then start it off with a heavy, in the spring, get like a 5-10-5. Fertilizer. That middle number is going to help with the root development, which is also going to help with flower development. And then from there, you can use like an all-purpose 10-10-10 multiple times during the season, almost every 6 to 8 weeks to help push it. you know, it's there's a couple things it could be. Like I said, could be weather, could be a number of things. But I think protecting them for the winter, cutting them back a bit, and fertilizing them in the spring to get them going might be the best way to get them going.
All right, but you think there's no sense in starting over. It's just, I mean, they're all here. It's like they're like 5 or 6 feet tall and huge, and they're everywhere, but there isn't a single raspberry.
Well, so if you were to start over with some of them, just realize there are some varieties that are ever-bearing, which will bloom and will flower and give you berries in the first season. So there are options, but if you get some of those that are the second season, second year stocks that will produce the fruit at that point, you know, just realize that first year you might not get them, and you almost feel like you're back at square one.
I've been very patient, but
I think so. Yeah,
I think it's been 4 or 5 years, but all right. Well, I'll try those few things, and we'll see what happens.
All righty, good luck, Mike.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call today.
No problem.
I have two questions. One is, if I was going to plant a rhododendron, what time of year would be the best time to plant it?
So you can plant a rhododendron any time during the season. During the growing season, it's all about the watering and the watering to help with the root development. Fall is a great time to be planting because it allows the plants to focus on the root system. So any time now would be great to do it. But if you want to do it in the spring, what happens with the spring, obviously, is you have that whole season for the plant to develop. The sooner you get it into the ground now, this time, the more the roots will develop. But if you do it later in the season, you know, October, roots might not develop in there and be strong enough for the winter. And that could be, you know, late October is what I mean. But right now is a really good time to be doing it.
Okay, very good. And the other question is, I called you a few weeks back about maple tree.
Yep.
And you said that I asked you about the pods that fall down, and you said that I could put them in the water for like 10 days to get them started, softened up.
Yep.
For something like that, I was thinking, and I believe some seeds need to winter in very cold weather, and then for them to germinate, is it appropriate now? Because I've been soaking the seeds now, it's about 10 days or better. Would it be okay to plant them now, or did I act
no,
early that they're
going to definitely, you can definitely get those in the ground now. Or in a pot. I like to put them in a smaller pot to get them developed. I would definitely get in there, try to develop as many as you can. This is a perfect time to be doing that, to allow it to get some growth to it. We're still looking at a couple months before, a couple months before any snow hits or cold temperatures hit. So I would definitely try it out.
How tall should they be before I would transplant them out of the pot into the ground?
Once you just start to get some sort of development in the plant, when you're starting to feel a tug back, once they start to grow, if you pull the plant itself, and I'm not saying rip, but pull the plant a little bit to see that there's root development in the pot that it's in, then you can start getting those in there. You're looking to get it as strong as possible before you put it in the ground. You might want to think about, they're not going to get tons of growth this season, the rest of the year, when you put them in the ground, but maybe protecting them once you do put them in the ground, putting, salt marsh hay or straw or leaves around them once you've put them in the different areas to help protect them so they're not, they're more fleshy, the stems, so they're more likely to be chewed on by some sort of rodent or animal type, so just protecting them over the winter might be beneficial for you. But I think if you get them in the ground and you start to see some root development, you start to see some growth, that, you know, put them into the ground once you've started to see some tug back on the plant with the roots.
Okay. And definitely I'm just looking for a little bit of a stem coming up. I'm not looking for leaf, any kind of development.
You know, they're probably going to have a little bit of leaf development, but just realize, you know, it's not going to be a ton. They might start to show buds on the sides of the plant, but you want it, you want something going on with it before you're going to get it out there. You know, the one thing that could be the bearer of something that not to do is say the, you know, you're seeing this growth, but all of a sudden the weather outside gets extreme where it gets real cold. You know, you might want to slowly get it from the inside to the out, or if you keep it outside that you, with the growing, you know, just protect it a little bit more because it is younger. It's a little bit more weak. It's weaker than the trees themselves. So protection is a good thing for it.
Okay. I have about a dozen of these soaking, and I'll put them in a little bit of a pot to get some more development. Ones that I have collected, should I wait until next year to do the same thing?
You could. Definitely keep them in a cool area.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'll be doing that.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. I know we do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Maureen is in Massachusetts.
Maureen, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to ask you a question. I have a lilac bush, which I've had for quite a few years. It's actually fairly close to my vegetable garden. And the last couple of years, I haven't fed it in a while, and the last couple of years it hasn't bloomed. And I'm wondering if it's too late in the season to feed it, and what would be an organic-based type of feed that I could use for it.
So it... We're getting to the point where it's not going to blossom this year. So fertilizing, you're not going to want to do like a heavy dose of fertilizer. You can use a plant tone from Espoma at half the rate that you would normally do in the spring. That would be something to help it out, to give it, you know, the good root base for the winter, to get ready for the spring. And then in the spring, you could actually use like a 10-10-10. Espoma's products are organic, so it would be the good ones to use. They're granular. You mix them right into the soil. You could also look at going to like a super phosphate or something with a heavier middle number, even if it's a 5-10-5. The 5-10-5, that middle number is going to help with root development, which will also help with blossom development. So that's something to think about. of fertilizing, but fertilizing the regular, you know, regular rate that they're saying on the package in the spring, but half the rate in the fall.
Okay.
You don't want to try to push any, you know, heavy new growth at this point. So that's why I would say use like a plant tone.
Okay.
At this time
of
year.
Just half of it.
Just half the rate.
Okay.
Yeah, so if were to say, you know, you need 1 pound, you'd obviously use half a pound versus the 1 pound. Because you want to give it something, but you don't want to give it too much.
Okay. And then in the spring, you would go ahead and do it, like, early, like in April?
As soon as the ground's starting to thaw. That's when I would get started on it. Usually beginning of April, you'll start to see the grounds a little bit, you know, once you can put a shovel into the ground, that's when you can start to fertilize.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. Well, thank you very much.
Alrighty. Good luck.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Actually, they dropped. We're open right now.
All right. We got open lines, so you can give us a call, and we'll definitely get you into the 8 o'clock hour. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here for another couple hours to answer all your regarding questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we can help you out. You know, the weather's turning out to be real nice out there. It's nice and cool. I love this time of year. I love the feel of it. So, you know, definitely something to be getting out there and working. We've talked about it a few times, getting some plants into the house. You know, for fall, later into the winter, and what you can do. Now, it starts with a good planting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potty mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potty Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potty Mixes indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, like I've said, it is definitely about getting the plants ready and giving them the best shot. And that Espoma soil is awesome for that. You're bringing in houseplants that you've had out on the deck or on the porch all summer, getting them ready for fall. You know, do you want to replant them now so they can have some root development so there's no shock when it comes in? What do you want to do? And that's why you got to choose the best soil. You know, obviously you want to have a nice pot so it looks decorative, etc. Or, you know, just keep it in a black pot. That's fine too. But the soil is the most important part. So we can discuss more after the break on the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock hours. If you want to give us a call at 855-660-4261. And we're going to go to a break. When we get back, more of your gardening questions, more answers, more help for what you want to do in the yard, lawn, garden, etc. But give us a call. We'll be back in a couple.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.